Tantor Audio presents Come Home to Me by Brenda Novak. Narrated by Carly Robbins. 1. Aaron Amos was in the bookstore, too. Presley Christensen could tell by the prickle that skittered up her spine. Maybe she'd subconsciously recognized his voice amid the babble of the others, or there really was such a thing as a sixth sense. Because when she turned and glanced around the crowded room, she confirmed what her body had already told her. He was standing off to one side, looking right at her. It had been 2 years since she'd seen him, and almost the same length of time since she'd shared his bed. But it felt like much longer. Her pregnancy in the first 18 months of her son's life had been hard. Harder than anything that had come before, which was saying something for a girl who lived out of a car or a motel for most of her childhood. Although she'd known when she decided to return to Whiskey Creek that she might bump into Aaron, and had tried to prepare herself for that moment, her eyes locked with his, as if he held a high-powered magnet that drew them there against her will. Then it was all she could do not to stumble back. The sight of him hit her like a blow to the chest. Damn it. Her reaction, the way her breath jammed in her throat and her stomach knotted, was ridiculous. Why couldn't she get over him? Gritting her teeth, she jerked her gaze away and slipped behind the people standing in line to get Ted Dixon's autograph. She was a big fan of Ted's work. Once she'd moved to Fresno to start over, his thrillers, along with a lot of other novels, had helped keep her mind occupied.